Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for September 18th, 2018. In today's news, Hudson Yard's second tallest building is near completion. A 58-story residential tower is planned near the Hudson Yards development. A law under consideration in Kazakhstan would make it easier for tenants to have their buildings' elevators replaced. A pair of striking towers will soon be rising above a rail station in central Sydney, Australia. And a woman in Singapore required hospital treatment for an injury caused by an escalator panel that fell open and trapped her leg.
The 92-story, 1,009-foot-tall 35 Hudson Yards, the second tallest building in the Hudson Yards development in New York City, is headed toward a 2019 completion with new renderings that reveal stunning residential interiors by Tony Ingrao, New York YIMBY reports. Skidmore, Owings & Merrill designed the structure, part of Hudson Yards, at $25 billion, the largest private property real estate development in the U.S. The building topped out in June. In September, the limestone and curtain wall facade had reached to a few stories beneath the parapet. It will contain 143 condominiums, an Equinox hotel, and ground-level retail within more than 1 million square feet. Related companies and Oxford Property Group are the developers.
Douglaston Development hopes to build a 58-story skyscraper designed by FX Collaborative at 601 West 29th Street next to the Hudson Yards development, New York YIMBY reports. Permits have been filed for both demolition of an existing structure, the former studio of artist Jeff Koons, and construction of the new tower, with completion anticipated by 2021. Planned are 931 apartments within 730,000 square feet, 9,300 square feet of ground-level retail, and generous amenities, including expansive terraces on the 6th and 40th floors. The design features a curtain wall facade with angled windows. An accompanying tower at 606 West 30th Street is also envisioned.
A draft law out for public comment in Kazakhstan would give the government greater authority over housing issues, including elevator repair and replacement, the Astana Times reports. The law would allow the government to pay the cost to replace an elevator, with the building tenants repaying the amount over a period of time, such as through monthly installments. The law also establishes common standards for the production, maintenance, and operation of elevators. The standards were formulated with input from the Association of Elevator Maintaining Companies of Kazakhstan and the Atamekan Scientific and Production Association.
Taking cues from the success of skyscraper transit station developments, including New York City's World Trade Center, Macquarie Group and the New South Wales government in Australia have signed a deal for Macquarie to build two towers above the Martin Place railway station in the central business district of Sydney, the urban developer reports. Architecture firms Grimshaw and Johnson Pilton Walker designed strikingly different towers, one with a rounded shimmery profile and the other matte and rectangular, but with decorative flourishes. Being undertaken with construction partner Lendlease, the plan includes the new underground station integrated with retail and boasting plenty of tall, deep escalators. Delivery is anticipated by 2024.
A 39-year-old woman was hospitalized with a shin gash that required surgery following an escalator mishap on September 14th at the City Hall station of Singapore Mass Rapid Transit, or SMRT. Various news outlets, including the online newspaper Today, report. Returning to their offices after lunch at a shopping center, the woman and her husband stepped onto a down escalator when a metal panel flipped open and pinned the woman's leg. A bystander obtained a first aid kit and bandaged the wound before the woman was transferred to a hospital. SMRT is providing assistance to the victim. The escalator was repaired and is back in service as SMRT investigates. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.